And we are back for our final segment this morning at WUK the Shaw in downtown Waukesha. We're talking about the upcoming observance of the Sikh temple shooting, August 5th, 2012, this coming weekend, being the subject of lots of discussion, lots of community gathering, including some vigils. And we'll tell you more about that and how you can participate yourself in things in Oak Creek. And frankly, observances around the nation, around the world, will also be remembering what happened right here in southeastern Wisconsin. Before we talk more about that, let's take a couple of callers. First, Gary from Sussex. Gary, we appreciate your calling in this morning.
Hey, I'm a conservative, and I call up all the time, and periodically I get a chance to talk to you, and I enjoy listening to you, and I agree with a lot of the stuff that you say. And for you to get an old conservative guy to listen to you guys is, I think you're doing something right.
That's a good thing, Gary, right? We should all be talking with each other constantly, right?
Yeah. I do have two comments.
All right.
One comment is the guy that went out there and killed these people, which is absolutely horrible, and you call him a white nationalist. I don't know what he was, but he's full of hate. And he's an individual by himself. I don't know if he was a member of a group or of anything. I don't know his background. I don't even want to know what his name is.
Sure.
But I remember him. I remember the day I was coming home from up north. My wife and I, we heard this. We could not believe it. It's terrible. But the guy's a loner. He's an only person. Like I said, I don't think he's a member of anybody's group or anything like that. And he's full of hate. But I do have one question for you.
Sure.
I don't know if you're pronouncing it correct. I think they're called the Sikhs.
Gary, that's a great question. Thanks so much for calling in. I appreciate knowing your comments about how we should all be able to talk and communicate. I'm going to chat more about the specific fellow who did this, not by name, but in fact, we believe he was a part of this neo-Nazi group, a white supremacist called the Hammerskins. But we'll talk more about that perhaps next time. So there's a lot of information about that we can chat about. The pronunciation of the word is a very important thing. There are folks out there who pronounce it Sikhism and Sikhs. My colleagues and friends and close associates refer to the faith as Sikhism, S-I-K-H-I-S-M. And when I first became familiar more with the religion, I was properly schooled to understand it as Sikhs. That is not to say that some Sikhs will refer themselves as Sikhs, and they will respond because of the nature of who they are and the way that they engage with everybody. If you call them Sikhs, they will not correct you. They will say, you know what, we're glad to chat with you. But I always use the expression Sikhs because I believe that that is the proper English pronunciation, if you will, but open to all sorts of pronunciations of that, as are most importantly the Sikhs themselves. But Gary, appreciate your comment and your call in so very much. And call in again. We should chat on a regular basis, right? We also have another caller on the line right now, Kristen from Waukesha right here. Kristen, thanks so much for calling in this morning.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Kristen.
Good. Thank you for talking about this and for that very lovely description of the Sikh faith. I just wanted to, point out again that when senseless acts of violence and murder like this take place, the tentacles into the community are just so long. Brian Murphy, who was the officer on the scene, who, was kind of, I know he doesn't like this word, but the hero of the situation.
Absolutely.
And sustained so many gunshot wounds himself, is my niece and nephew's uncle.
Yes.
And so, even out here in Waukesha, these little things all connect us together. And I'm sure there are probably, beyond the six and then seven people who were killed, there's hundreds of people who little by little you realize how many, all of us are connected to one man's, terrible idea of what he thought he should do. So I just want to point out again that in this case, unlike other cases we've seen recently, and I don't want to, go into that, the police in Oak Creek ran to the scene and did not think about themselves, but about the victims in the Gurdwara.
Absolutely.
So I just want to point that out again.
So, Kristen, as always, your comments are so thoughtful and so important to think about, and we'll chat more about that, especially next week. But you're absolutely right. Brian Murphy, a relative of yours, people who are important to you, undeniably, we do not shy away from describing him as a hero. He is undeniably the one who brought the shooter to his end right there in the parking lot. He himself suffered, as you just said, Kristen, 15 bullet shot wounds to this day, carries the impact of that. He is going to be a part of the observance this coming weekend, Thursday included, which we'll get to in just a moment or so. A true hero, another fellow named Sam Lenda, who was also there on the scene immediately. Kristen, as you just said, all of these folks from the Oak Creek Police Department immediately descending within minutes of this event. Sam Lenda is the one who took the shooter out, who aimed his long rifle at the shooter and brought him to his end. The shooter himself actually committed suicide in the moment, but Sam also very much a hero of that day, as are so many other law enforcement folks, as Kristen just said, throughout Oak Creek, heroes in the community who came to that area from around the state, from Northern Illinois, who responded in a way to provide support and understanding, yes, law enforcement, but also just general support for the community that had been so impacted by the horrific, as Kristen just said, of the shooter on that particular day. I'm going to chat more about the specifics without going into graphic detail so that people remember this, especially in the coming weeks and days and certainly months and years. I'm going to chat a little bit more about the specifics of that next Saturday so that there is history. It's important, as I said right before the break, not only to say the names out loud of the people who were killed, but also to talk about what happened as a way of understanding and moving toward that day when this does not, as Kristen just said, happen again, when we can truly say that this kind of thing is not a part of our history going forward. And that's also a part of the commission of this coming weekend, thinking about people like Brian Murphy, but also thinking about all the law enforcement, all the members of the community, the congregation members of the Sikh Gurdwara, people like Kristen's relatives who to this day impacted those tendrils that she talked about, those tentacles into the community, could not have said it better. And so let's talk in our final moments here today about things that you can do, you can be a part of in these coming days to participate, to commemorate this horrific thing that happened, this time of civil rights history that occurred right here in Oak Creek, Wisconsin, again being observed by the nation and by the world. So 4 days, four important days coming up, including presence of law enforcement and the community. On Thursday, August 4th, from 6 to 9, not at the temple itself, but at the Oak Creek City Hall, 8040 South 6th Street in Oak Creek. There's going to be a program called Protecting Places of Worship. It is going to be 3 hours long. That sounds like a very long period of time. In fact, chock full of important commentary, insights, perspectives from law enforcement, from state, federal, local law enforcement, including the federal government, the U.S. Department of Justice, talking about hate crimes, talking about securing places of worship, talking about community, which again, so very important to the Sikh faith generally. I am very, very proud to be able to say that I'm going to be moderating one of the panels that day that is going to include representatives of all the faiths that we have chatted about this morning, including the Sikh faith, including, very importantly, Pradeep Kaleka, who is not only the son of the slain leader, Satwan Kaleka, who gave up his life wrestling with the shooter on that day in that morning in the parking lot. Pardeep, a true victim, as are others of that criminal behavior on that day. Pardeep has gone on, as many of us know, to be the executive director of the Interfaith Conference of Greater Milwaukee, also, again, a continuing community leader. The group that we're going to be chatting with in particular on Thursday night
also includes Ari Friedman, a very important member of the Milwaukee Jewish Federation, the director of security and community there, also very important at the time of the shooting in talking with people throughout the community about how other places of religious belief and faith can keep themselves safe and secure. Pastor Walter Lanier of MICA, the religious leaders in the Milwaukee area, is going to be coming in. He's a pastor of the Progressive Baptist Church, very important and key iconic member of religious faith, again, in the Milwaukee area. Walter Lanier coming in to chat about the impact on religious entities of all times, including the Christian faith. And Ahmed Qureshi, the past president of the Islamic Society of Milwaukee, the executive committee of the Interfaith Conference, likewise talking about the impact of this in an interfaith way. And so I invite all of you, you don't have to pay anything to come in to see this, Oak Creek City Hall. There is some registration for purposes of ensuring there's proper seating and proper accommodations. Go on the website of the Interfaith Conference. Even type in Sick Faith, Sick Temple of Wisconsin. You'll find a lot of information about this happening Thursday night, August 4th, 6 to 9 at the City Hall. And then in the days that followed, moving to the Sick Gurdwara itself up the street, a series of days, including Friday, August 5th, the beginning of the Langer Meals at the community gathering there. Friday, August 5th, a candlelight vigil at 8 o'clock at the Gurdwara, beginning at 6 o'clock with words and comments. On Saturday, August 6th, a community Chardikala, an internal optimism event from 11 to 3 o'clock, a time of community gathering right there at the Sikh Gurdwara itself. And then finally, on August 7th, the Kirtan, which is the hymn that's sung during meditation, tributes to the departed souls by public officials and others, again, in observance of what happened 10 years ago. Invited to all of that. Go online, take a look at what the opportunities are. Be a part of the village vigil. Be a part of the community gatherings in the coming week. An important issue for all of Americans and for all of us committed to America's concept of liberty.